tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings, everyone, from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Alfred Stocking, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. Here in the lush studios of Kringle Radio, my news desk sits in front of a wide window with a view overlooking North Pole Village. From this vantage point, I can see Santa's workshop off in the distance and shining like a beacon on this dark, snowy night. The snow is falling heavily. The windows all have a frosted look, and every tree, branch, and twig outside is covered in a marshmallowy snow. The scene literally bleeds Christmas. It is my Christmas wish, Alfred Stocking, that you could be here to take it all in with me. You know, after all these Christmases, reporting on the news of Santa while on the go as a roving reporter from places all over the world, to be here, finally, on Christmas Eve at the North Pole, talking to you on the radio, is a boyhood wish come true. I really, honestly, truly and from the heart wish you could be here to see what I see. Let me go over here to the window and let in a little of this crisp North Pole air and give you some audio candy, the sound of snow falling as it only can at the North Pole. Holy frozen chestnuts, it's cold!
Red? From the Flight Command Center at the North Pole, I'm Frank Murr reporting, and apparently there are alarms going off now at the news center. I see emergency units responding now. I'm sure there is no cause for alarm, folks. Back to the news. We're approaching 4 hours until Santa launches, and all is, well as can be at the North Pole at this hour. From the Flight Command Center, this is Elf Frank Murr for and on behalf of Snowy Red Stocking for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.